I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Severe storms that moved across Louisiana caused widespread damage and power outages. Entergy says that it will likely be Thursday night before all power is restored. Spokesperson Roderick Worthy says there was critical infrastructure damage to power lines in the metro areas of the Twin Cities.
It's been concentrated right in the middle of both cities, in Monroe and West Monroe. That's when I say, oddly enough, most of them are here. So that little storm came right across the river and just laid waste to everything in its way.
About 20,000 customers in the Monroe-West Monroe area remain without power. Worthy says because of the extensive damage, isolated areas will be more difficult to repair.
Obviously, there'll be cases where, you know, it will be, you know, single case, methodical, pretty intense restoration that has to go on.
Most of the damage in Monroe is concentrated in the Garden District, where trees and limbs damaged or destroyed homes and blocked most streets. Other locations around the state received tree and power line damage. There were no reports of anyone injured. American Red Cross Northeast Louisiana Chapter Executive Director Ann Patton says following the storm Monday, the Red Cross chapter, volunteers and officials began working with emergency management officials to access damage and provide support and assistance. Patton says they're working to determine how many additional volunteers will be needed through the week. She's also requested assistance from outside the region. She says a better estimate of how many people have been impacted will be known later today. Patton says she's already called for assistance in numbers of and resources from outside the area. Well, Election Day is 3 weeks away, and Secretary of State Tom Shedler is encouraging Louisiana voters to download their GoVote mobile phone app. The app is a convenient way to get all of the election information you may need. Shedler says Louisiana is a front runner in the country for this type of technology.
We won a national award on that, first national award I think Louisiana has ever won in elections from the National Association of Secretaries of State. So people are noticing the things we're doing here.
The app, which is available for iPhone and Android phones, provides information on local polling locations, updated ballots, and much more. Shedler says it even provides up-to-the-minute election results.
You don't have to be looking at a TV set. You can refresh those, every 5-10 minutes if you like. It comes up quicker, but bottom line is you'll get them as quick as I'm getting them in from the field around the 64 parishes.
Election Day is set for November 4th. The three main contenders in Louisiana's U.S. Senate race are squaring off in a televised debate for the first time with only 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu, Republican U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy, and Republican retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis will take questions this evening in Shreveport at St. Mary College. Landrieu and Manis participated in a debate last week in New Orleans, but Cassidy refused to attend. His two opponents have repeatedly criticized his unwillingness to agree to more than two debates before November 4th in the tight race. This evening's debate is being held by the Council for a Better Louisiana and Louisiana Public Broadcasting. You can hear that debate live this evening at 7 o'clock on KEDM, and we'll also be streaming the debate online at our website, kedm.org. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies later today in mild conditions with a high in the low 70s. Mostly clear skies this evening with a low in the upper 40s.